You are now listening to Home of Burnaby Rock on CGSF 90.1 FM.
Bye. listening to everyone, listening to everyone.
To listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th, the Student Union Building is open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Pre-produced at my ski lodge in East Vancouver, this is Home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Hello, good evening, welcome. I'm John, your typical host, and I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing rock and electronic music. This is episode 126 of the program, and it is a no-repeat, new-to-me music episode. There are, I think, 4 brand new songs on here, but that is not what is happening tonight. This is part 2 of 2025 Covenants N through Z. Basically, a Covenants show is where I go through the back catalogs of established show artists and find songs I like that I didn't know about. I haven't done one of these in 4 years, and the amount of music I found was overwhelming. Even the searching took a long time, and that's part of the reason why it was split into 2 episodes. So tonight is part 2 of the Dragnet that yielded substantial results, and this is another incredible episode, much like the last one. To hear the last one, it doesn't look as though the real episode made it to the archives, but there is a SoundCloud file, and you can find a link on the Home of Burnaby Rock Facebook page. I don't know if tonight's episode is quite as good as the real 124, but it is on the same level. So featured on this episode are songs from the recent past from artists I believe in, and all of these songs are new to me. It's a pretty dense show throughout, starting off with a bunch of hard rock in the so-called housekeeping set. This might be a rare episode where the first hour is stronger than hour 2, albeit marginally, but that's not the way it usually works. The quality of the punk, metal, hard rock coming up when I shut up is exceptional, especially songs 3 and 4, and I just want to get straight to it. Also, I think that it might be annoying for anyone driving around early 6 o'clock hour with like 15-20 minutes left in their drive, hearing about how great hour 2 is going to be. I seem to do that a lot, so this is for you. Starting off the show tonight, from New Brunswick, was Women of the Poor from 2017. They have, by my count, 110 releases on Bandcamp. I ended up picking up 5 songs from them. I can't help it. I like their aesthetic, and it's CanCon, which was in short supply this time out, although I do think that was a bit of a self-indulgent pick to start the show. Speaking of CanCon, second up was Jay Holy from 2013, who had 2 songs on part 1 and has 3 songs on tonight's episode, plugging that CanCon gap. Finishing up was Cheer, who hail from Calgary, and that was brand new. That's the CanCon song of the year so far. Despite the math rock, but the guitar chucking is sublime. I do think Canadian artists in general, though, need to pick it up. However, noticing what's coming out of the UK and even Australia right now, we're getting worked. So tonight's show, again, part 2 of Covenants. The big set later on has electronic, ambient, and then melancholy pop tunes. Coming up right now is mostly hard rock. Are you ready to rock? Is the question you should be asking yourself, and whether or not you are in a safe place to do so.
What do people buzzing Eureka!